For one day and one day only, I'm going to let you have it, Josiah. I'm going to play this.
Albania alert.
And I won't play it again throughout the rest of this talk break because it is the Albanian Harvest Festival this weekend. It's happening on Sunday. Josiah, you've convinced me. We've got the organisers of the Harvest Festival in the studio right now. Reg and Karen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome.
I am so excited for this. Like, since I moved to Shep, and I've known about this for a very long time, my whole life being Albanian myself, but this is one day on my calendar you just don't miss, no matter who you are, not just Albanian, anyone listening right now. Isn't that right, Reg?
You're one eye, aren't you?
Literally.
Literally, isn't he?
You should have heard him in the lead up to Australia Day, though. He was all about the barbecues and stuff. I'm like, hold on, pick one.
looking forward to it. This Sunday, 24th, weather's looking really good. So looking forward to the 20th Albanian Harvest Festival.
So what do you do at an Albanian Harvest Festival for us who aren't Albanian?
Well, basically, come listen to all the music. We've got an Albanian band, there's Albanian food. Well, actually, the Albanian food is probably the...
The highlight. I would say so.
Yep.
Karen, and definitely the Harvest Festival, it was put together really some 20 years ago, and it was to celebrate the harvest, which is the harvest time now, all the fruit and vegetables, and a lot of the farmers donate all their fruit, and we've got a fruit market there on the day, so cheap fruit and veggies on the day, so we've got a big market, lots of food, and... lots of traditional costume dances, Karen?
There are, yes. I'm actually organising that now. My name is Karen, but I'm also known by a name of Chuz. My Albanian name is Chuzzy Bear, so everyone calls me Chuz.
Okay.
Yeah.
Chuz. Well, I'll tell you what Ellie would absolutely love, and Ellie, you don't want to miss this.
Here we go.
I can see you already coming down, getting some Albanian donuts, joining Chuz, and doing some Albanian dance. We need to teach her the Albanian dance.
100%. Even better, I need to actually put her in costume with me and get her up on the dance floor.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, and definitely. I'll take a spare one, actually.
You know I'm very uncoordinated.
It doesn't matter. It's easy.
That's even better.
Okay.
Makes it more fun.
Because when you actually have a look at the dancers, so geez, they're very uncoordinated, but that's good. You'll fit in nicely.
So what's an Albanian dance move? Are we talking like jumping up and down? How does it work?
Really groovy. There's a number of different steps. Groovy music.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to obviously
show you,
come
Ellie,
along.
Okay, I'm going to show you now. Go. Ready? Ready? One, two, three.
For someone who has the shingles at the moment, you are moving quite well, my friend.
Are you sure he's got shingles?
Yeah, all right. Let's dissect this, okay? Because he told us he had shingles on Tuesday. He's been broadcasting live from his house in Kaila so as to not infect the rest of us, yet there's still no rash. He seems to be doing those moves pretty easily. What do you guys think?
I think it's the medication you're on.
Must be.
It's kicked in, guys. Oh, it definitely has. Shingles or not, I'm going to be at the Albanian festival.
100%.
So head on down, kids. Get the shingles.
Yeah. Going back to the Harvest Festival, you know, as we said, we've got a lot of the kids and we've got some mothers who are going to be in costume doing some traditional dancing. The traditional Albanian food is absolutely delicious. We've got a lot of mums and nannas.
The peddlers.
Oh, the peddlers. Oh, they're the Albanian donuts. Cannot keep up.
Right, can you say that?
Flat out.
Peddlers.
Champion. Are you sure you're not Albanian?
Do you know what? I've spent enough time with this dude that maybe I am now. Maybe it's
I reckon we need to do an ancestry test on Ellie. I reckon she's got 1/16th Albanian.
Imagine.
There's got to be there's something in her.
There's something there.
Must be.
Imagine if we came back and I did. Wow. Yeah. What a time to be alive.
Reg, on the day, tell us a bit more about it. So there's food, there's dancing. Is there going to be some other stuff happening?
We've got our raffle. Got to mention that. $5 a ticket on the day. You've got a chance to win a voucher, $4,999. It's just under $5,000 to win a trip to Albania. So, which is really good.
Wow.
If you haven't been to Albania, let me tell you, I've been there. I've been there several times now over the last 5-6 years. It's coming of age, let me tell you. So, if you want a cheap trip to Europe, Albania is the place to go.
I can't wait to go. I haven't had the chance to yet, obviously, because of the salaries we're on. But my goal is to go this year, so maybe I'll just enter with a $5.
I think your salary should go up now because I believe you guys have been nominated for an award. Is that correct?
Yeah.
No. Ellie?
Is that right?
No, we just got a mention.
You got a mention. Okay, it's a little mention, but I reckon it was a pretty good one.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we're top 10 in Australia. Don't bring it up.
Wow, well done.
You'll say it if I won't. All righty. Well, the Albanian Harvest Festival, make sure you get down to the Shep Showgrounds this weekend. Reg and Karen, or Chav?
Chaz.
Gold coin donation, Chaz. $5 a car. Love to see you there. Look, the weather's going to be good. 29, they tell me. Look, thanks for having us here this morning.
Yeah, thank you. This has been fun.
No worries. Thank you, guys. Cool.